I went to the South in March of this year, and we took a mega bus down through various places down in New Orleans, and we were supposed to couch surf with this guy who never called us. It was the first night. And so we just walked New Orleans for like 5 or 6 hours. I was wearing shoes like these, for those of people on the internet who will listen to this later, which will be nobody at all. These are like canvas shoes with really thin soles. And we walked so much and I had so much stuff on my back that I actually got blisters on the bottom of my feet. And so I had to get a cane. And so for like 3 days, I had to get a cane because my feet hurt. It was really, if you've had blisters on the bottom of your feet that pop, it can be like kind of debilitating. So I had to like get this cane and just hobble around with my, like, you know, backpacker's backpack on. It was a really slow way to travel. And so that's what I had for the rest of the trip. I had to use that thing for, like, the next, like, 6 days.
But you got jaunty with it by the end, right?
I mean, it's an accessory. It looks nice. You know, it was a black cane. I just went and got it, like, righted with, like, the handle on the top. So it wasn't, like, a wooden cane. Okay, and then a month later, I was back in school. It wasn't like this cane. This is not nearly as stylish as what I had. This is for simpletons. I am not a simpleton. I had a nicer cane. But thank you for this. I'm gonna steal this instead of the Charger Valet. So a month later, I was back in school, and I suddenly, very unexpectedly, went crazy, had a complete breakdown. Kirk had the best seats in the house for this whole thing. In fact, I remember I was in the Technically Philly offices one day while I was like mid psychosis, and I managed to hold it together that I don't think you picked up on it, or you probably did, and were just very, very kind. I wasn't sleeping, and what I did was I just walked endless distances. And I walked, I think, the furthest, so there were, like, two or three main, like, trips involved. I walked from my house in Northern Liberties down to, like, Penrose Avenue, one day, like, mid-Penrose, checked into, like, a hotel because I'd, like, walked so far that I just, like, slept there and just had this, like, kind of, like, pink-in-the-wall, like, hotel moment where he's just, like, catatonic and, like, the TV is on. It was fucking black, and I just, like, watched TV. Scott Pilgrim vs. the World came on, which was a pretty good movie. It kind of temporarily lifted my spirits and, like, centered me. Went from there, like, the next morning and just kept walking. My friend wanted to meet me, but the closest subway station was, like, the airport to me. So I walked from the hotel on Penrose Avenue to the airport, like, along the side of the highway. It was raining. It was interesting. We went back. I guess the time before that, actually, the walk before that was a walk from my house to 30th Street Station, and then I took the train to Atlantic City and just, like, walked up and down the beach for a really long time. By the time this was all over, by the time I had all my walking done, I had walked so much that I actually had a stress fracture on the bottom of my foot because I was walking with those same shoes. And so I had to use my cane again, which I very conveniently had from the last time I had damaged my feet from walking too much a month earlier. And I had to take some time off of school, and it's so easy for people to just see that, like, something is wrong when you're walking with a cane. If you don't have a cane, And you look able-bodied, you have to explain it to them, but the cane does all the talking for you. So there was it was a lot less work on my part. So I was hobbling around with my cane for like a few days, maybe a week, and at a SEPTA station, this guy came up to me. I don't know if he was homeless. He may have been. He was definitely just fucked, though. I mean, he was at bottom. Like, he didn't have a good life. And he said he had, I don't know, come from the hospital. He comes up to me, and I've got my cane, and he's like, yo, man. He either said, how much for the cane, or give me your cane. He either made an offer or a demand. I couldn't, like, remember. And I said, like, I need this. I broke my foot. And he was like, yeah, like, I got run over by, like, a bus recently. Or, like, some, like, cataclysmic event happened that, like, destroyed my body. And basically, the summation of that was that, like, he needed this cane more than I did. And for some reason, he couldn't get one. And so I thought about it, and we boarded the L together. And, like, we boarded the L, he's like, he's in the seat in front of me. And he turns around, kind of, you know, like that, and he's just, like, trying to get me to, like, give him my cane. And, you know, it was April, I was feeling the Christmas spirit. And, I was like, all right, fine, like, here's this cane, it is the, like, artifact that has been in, like, one of the most glorious trips I've had, and one of just, like, the bleakest. I mean, I didn't think of it like that at the time, but it's more dramatic to think of it like that now. And I was like, all right, fine, like, here's my cane. And it wasn't because I was, like, feeling compassionate. It was just, like, a calculation I did that ended with me having to basically give him this cane, where, like, there was no other reasonable outcome to this except me handing that over. The point of all that, I mean, there's no real point to the story. The point is that I'm not really exchanging gifts with anyone this year. So I'm just going to consider that my gift, and consider that my Christmas experience, and now it's memorialized, so I can feel good about not giving anyone any presents.
Was that this past April?
Yeah.